We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that we can meet again in our auditorium after a few weeks of being out with the work that's been done. And so we're glad to see you today here at Grace Bible. I want to draw your attention to our call to worship to the first few verses of Romans chapter 11. I was reading through this passage recently, and the Bible emphasizes the words of Elijah here in verse 2, God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Watch ye not what the scripture saith of Elias or Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. The Lord is emphasizing something here that reminds us that we don't know. We don't know. We may think we know a lot of things, but Elijah said, Lord, I'm left here all alone. Was that true? No. That was God's answer. God's answer to Elijah said, it's not true. I have 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Now, if you'd ask Elijah, how many people have not bowed the knee to Baal? What would he have said? One, me. I'm the only one left. I want to remind us all that even in times of apostasy, God has His faithful people. And we don't know who all they are. What an important and humbling fact it is that God can do a work that you might not even see and understand. God can do things beyond our imagination. And it's so easy to get myopic vision and we start honing in on ourselves. Oh, we're the only ones standing. We're the only ones doing this. If Elijah can be wrong, can we be wrong? Absolutely. And that's why the Father records here in Romans 11, verse 5, even so then at this present time. So he takes an illustration from the past and he brings it all the way up here into the present. And he says what? Also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. God's got His faithful people all over the world that are honoring Him, that are standing for Him, that are following Him. And I want to tell you, dear people, we need to be praying for each other. Refuse to allow yourself to get myopic views. Don't let yourself. By the way, what happened to Elijah? Elijah was crying out to God, and God said, I'm going to take you off the scene. They took him off the scene and left another man there to serve. We need to be careful that we don't allow ourselves to just focus in on ourselves. Grace Bible Church, or Santa Rosa Christian School, or Gospel Projects. God has His people all over the world doing His work. Most of you never heard of Larry Owens until today, right? 33 years ministering down in Argentina, serving the Lord. Went to a city of 1 million people and didn't know anybody there. Didn't do what a lot of them do today, where they put 7 or 8 couples together and they'll send them over here and then 7 or 8 couples over there. They just went out and just said, you know what, we'll start a church right here. All by himself. And God allowed you to see the pictures of the church? What God's doing there? Listen, folks, we need to understand something. God has His people. You may not know them. That doesn't mean they don't exist. May God help us to trust Him and to rely upon Him and to be faithful in witnessing for Him, but never cross the line of getting myopic views where we're the only ones doing this, that, or the other. We're not. God has His faithful folks, even to, as it says there, even so then at this present time. I'm so thankful that we serve a big God, a huge, magnificent, majestic God that can't be put in a little billfold and stuck in a back pocket somewhere. He's too big. He's too powerful. He's too all-knowing. And He's way bigger than ourselves. And He's way bigger than our thinking. And He's way bigger than this church. And He's doing His perfect work leading up to the time that He reveals His Son, Jesus Christ, in power to rule and reign over this earth. Are you thankful you serve a big God this morning? I certainly am.
Amen. Let's take our hymn books and turn to number 392. 392, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Number 392, let's stand together to sing. 'Donohue comes to lead us in prayer this morning.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, dear Lord, for Your great love to us, dear Lord, that You sent Your Son to pay for our sins, dear Lord, that we can be here today rejoicing and praising You, dear Lord, and worshiping You in this place. And we just thank You, dear Lord, for the ministry You've raised up, dear Lord. We thank You for the report that was given this morning, the school and the registration You've given us, dear Lord. We just thank You for the many blessings. We pray that You would undertake for the teachers that will be coming this week and also the start of school in a couple of weeks. Dear Lord, we pray that You would just bless during the coming year, dear Lord, and we pray that we'd see young people saved through the school ministry and the many aspects of the ministry here. We just thank You, dear Lord, for the many blessings. And we pray for the many ones that were mentioned this morning. We thank of many with cancer, the many young people that were mentioned in Sunday school with cancer. Dear Lord, we pray that You just undertake for these dear young people, dear Lord, and we pray that You would allow the treatments to be effective and that we could see Your hand at work. And we thank You for bringing Missionary Owen to us today, dear Lord, and we thank You for the testimony, dear Lord, we received in Sunday school. And dear Lord, we pray that You'll just burden our hearts for the love for others that was presented, dear Lord, and that we would have a love for others that we could spread. We just thank You, dear Lord, for the time we have today. We pray that You would bless Missionary Owen as he brings the message today. We pray that You would just open our hearts to receive Your word. We pray that You would just bless each family here today with Your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Be seated, please, and turn now to 677. 677. I love the name of Jesus, number 677. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Verses 1, 2, and 4.
Let's turn together in our hymn books to number 442. Following our song together, Dr. Watt will be sharing a song on his euphonium, and then we'll introduce Brother Larry Owen for our service today. 442, Shall We Gather at the River? We'll sing on the first and the last stanzas. God's people said, Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood. What happens? Lose all their guilty stains. What a wonderful hymn. Appreciate that beautiful arrangement by Dr. Watt and Nicole Hafner. It's our privilege today to have with us missionary Larry Owen, a veteran missionary to Argentina, 33 years. They are here for several weeks and will be dropping off their son Caleb to participate at college, at Pensacola Christian College. And so, Brother Larry, would you come now at this time and share what the Lord's laid on your heart?
Thank you, Pastor.
Appreciate
thank
you preaching
you for the opportunity
today.
To be yeah. here. Thank you. Well, I want to thank the pastor for the opportunity to be here, and your pastor is so kind, and I appreciate that so much, Pastor, the opportunity. And I was talking, I think, to your dad, I guess. He said, you know, the Brainers, and you're related to David Brainer or something like that? Man, I wish I could be related to somebody famous, amen? But, well, I'm just, I was just kidding with Brother Brainerd here, but that's really interesting, and it's good to be here this morning. And turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, will you please, this morning? I'd like to just give you a kind of a simple message, because I couldn't give a complex message, but I'll just give you a simple message this morning, and I trust it'll be a blessing. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let me read that one more time. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, the heart is the ruling center of the person, the home of the personal life, the real you, so to speak. And I want to speak to you about your heart this morning. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes this morning? Ask God to speak to your heart, would you? Would you do that this morning? Would you be willing to let God speak to your heart this morning? And if you would, just ask Him this morning, Lord, speak to my heart as you'd have, and give to me what I need this morning. Lord, I pray that you'd bless this morning these dear folks. Fill me with your Spirit. Lord, we want to be a blessing, and we want your word to be spoken, and may the Holy Spirit take these words and use them, Lord, according to the need of each heart that's here this morning. There's different needs. There's different problems. Speak to each heart, Lord. Take the words, and I pray that you would. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence. You know, you got to be diligent to keep this thing right with God. Amen. You got to be diligent to keep your heart right. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So the way that you came into church this morning, a lot of it depends on what's inside your heart. Some of you came in excited, you know, there's a lot of hearts that are cold, hearts that are hard, hearts that are dirty. You know, isn't it interesting, folks? I don't know if you've seen this, but people with the fire of God, I mean, excited for the Lord, and then all of a sudden it's cold as the winter breeze, cold as can be. What happened? They didn't keep their heart. They did not keep their heart with all diligence. So it is today. Many people have got away from the Lord because they didn't keep their heart with all, they didn't guard their heart. All the decisions, all the strength, all the encouragement that we need comes from the heart, comes from the Word of God. And so I would like to encourage you to always come to church, always open the Word of God. Have the Bible in your mind and your heart, because you got to keep this heart close to God. And I'd like to speak to you about three ways to diligently keep your heart this morning. First of all, diligently keep your heart serving the Lord, and with all your heart serve the Lord. There's so many Christians that are lackluster, you know, half-hearted serving the Lord. You know, you're just kind of there, but not, your heart's not in it. Your heart's, you know your heart's not in it. It's kind of lackluster. What does the Bible say? Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. It's got a lot to say about it, really. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Do it with all your heart. Verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man. You know, praise God, we can serve the Lord. Amen? We can serve Him with all of our heart. We're here because we're here for the Lord. With all of our heart, serving the Lord. Praise God for this wonderful school that you have. Praise God for everything the Lord's done here all through the, it's wonderful to see everything that God has done through your church and through the ministry here. Praise the Lord for that. But have you left your first love? Have you left your first love? So many people have left their first love. Do you remember when you were saved? All excited. You couldn't wait to open the Word. You couldn't wait to serve the Lord, to go out and talk about it. And then you didn't guard your heart. Now it's just a routine. Now it's just, you know, there's no desire. There's nothing nothing exciting about the Christian life. In fact, I hate to say it, but many people are even bored with the things of God. Bored with hearing the Word of God. That's boring. You know what happened? You didn't keep your heart. No, the Bible's not boring. Amen, folks? Jesus Christ, serving Him is not boring. It's exciting to serve the Lord. Amen? But what happened? It's not His fault, it's our heart. We didn't keep our heart. You know, you hear it all the time, Christ loves me, the streets of gold, victory in Jesus, He died for me. It gets to be like a routine. Here, you know, same old thing. Your heart's not in it. I was listening to an illustration of a pastor, and you know what the pastor said? You get so used to the things of the Lord. If you've been coming to church for years, you can get used to it. And this pastor said, there's nothing that moves me anymore. Nothing moves me. You know what happened to that pastor? He didn't keep his heart. The Bible says in Jeremiah, Chapter 20, look over here in Jeremiah real quick, would you please? Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. Then said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. The word of God was like a fire in my heart. In my bones, like a burning fire. And you know what, folks? Be careful with your heart. Because if you're not careful, you'll be coming to church and it'll be like nothing. You don't feel anything. It's just like a routine. And you know another thing that in that aspect is do it for the glory of the Lord. Amen? Come here and sing for the glory of the Lord. Come, go out tomorrow, Monday, and serve everything you do. Do it for the glory of the Lord. Do it for Him. Everything secular. You know, it gets kind of tiring to try to blow the trumpet for yourself, you know, for your own glory. But it gets all, it's wonderful to do it for His glory. Amen? To do it for Him. I'm getting up tomorrow for Him. Amen? I'm gonna go out, go back to Argentina for the Lord, for Him, for His glory. In that sense, life has meaning, you know? There's meaning to my life. There's something to live. It's worth it. I'm serving the Lord with all my heart. I could never understand, Pastor, why would a Christian serve the Lord half-heartedly? How can you serve the Lord half-hearted? You know why? Because you didn't keep your heart with all diligence. Keep it. Keep it from getting cold. And then number two, keep your heart, because it's very easy that your heart becomes hard. Your heart can be hard. We went out and preached the word just a couple days ago to a lot of people that were very hard-hearted. And what does Jeremiah 17 say? We're right close there. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Did you hear that? First of all, my heart, your heart, everybody's heart is deceitfully above all things. You know, your heart deceives you. My heart deceives me. It's deceitful above all things. You know, we can think we're doing all right. How you doing, brother? I'm doing great. But your heart just deceived you. Deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked. Have you been surprised that you heard some pastor fell into sin? Or were you surprised that some dear Christian that you knew fell into sin? Don't be surprised. Our hearts are desperately wicked. We've been saved, but we still have the old nature too. And you know, I was up in Chicago going to a doctor that was supposedly a Christian. And you know what he was saying? I don't know if you've heard this, but this is kind of this New Age stuff that comes around. And he was saying, but he was a Christian. He said, do what's in your heart. Do what's in your heart. Do what's in your heart. Well, I was thinking, that doesn't sound right to me, but do what's in your heart. Do what you feel. The heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. You know, the Bible says, and I'm getting there. Who can know it? But you know, how you doing, brother? I'm doing great. But your heart deceived you. You're not doing great. Would you be willing to let God tell you what's in your heart this morning? Would you be willing? I already know what's in my... Who can know it? You can't know how you're doing this morning. You can't know what's really in your heart. It's the Holy Spirit through His Word that is going to tell you how you're doing. Amen, folks? He tells me all the time, this is wrong, Larry. This is, you know, the Lord. How many of you, the Lord speaks to you through His Word? Amen, folks? You know, all of a sudden, oh, man, I thought I was doing great. And then, boom! The Lord just tells you, you know, you're wrong here, you're doing this. Oh, no. Yeah, the heart's desperately wicked. Look at Psalm 139. Psalm 139 in verse 23. Would you be willing this morning to let God speak your heart and tell you what's in there, even though it's, a lot of times it's not going to be what you wanted to hear, you know. Would you be willing to say this prayer? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me into the way everlasting. Would you be willing to say, Lord, search me and know me? He's the only one that really knows you. You don't even know yourself. He knows what's in your heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Search me and know what's, and show me what's inside of my heart, Lord. Search me and reveal to me through your Holy Spirit, through your Word, the wickedness that's in my heart and the hardness. You know, our heart, it's so, you got to keep your heart with all diligence because it can get so cold. It can get so hard, so fast. Amen. Amen. All of a sudden, you're cold. All of a sudden, your heart's gotten a little hard. Look over in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3. It's so interesting that we have to keep with all diligence this heart. Look at Hebrews 3 and verse 8. The Bible says, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You know how our hearts get hardened? We let sin come into our heart. We let sin get in our hearts. We don't confess our sins. We just let it go. And then our heart gets really hard against the Lord. And so there's a lot of Christians. They live without confessing their sin, and their hearts get harder and harder. Verse 15, while it is said today, chapter 3, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. So we have to keep our hearts, folks, tender to what God has to tell us through his word. We have to keep our hearts receptive. We have to keep our hearts listening to what God wants to tell us. And we should be willing to say, hey, Lord, search me, know me, tell me what's in there. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart, because maybe you're not going to like when the Lord, if you read his word, he's going to tell you what's in your heart. Amen. The Word of God through the Holy Spirit is going to speak to your heart. And he's going to reveal, he's going to tell you everything that's in there, even the things you don't like. How you doing, brother? I'm doing great. I'm doing just great. You know, but look over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. And the Bible says, again, he limiteth a certain day, saying to David, today, after so long a time, it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. See that time after time. But look at verse 12. This is what I'm trying to get through to say this morning. For the word of God, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow. Listen to this. And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There it is. The Word of God gets right to the heart of the matter. Amen. gets right to where you live. And folks, what I'm speaking about this morning is really important, because so many Christians let their heart go. And so they're cold, they're hard. They don't even, a lot of folks don't even want to be, they're just, when's this thing getting over? You don't even want to be here, maybe, because your heart's not in it. You let your heart, keep your heart with all diligence. And so I'm asking this morning, would you be willing to open up with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing that you show me what's really in my heart. Not what I think or what I'm putting on the outside, but what's really in there, Lord? What's the real me? You know, so many of us act a life on the outside, but what's really on the inside? And then one other thing I want to talk to you about this morning, and really important, to keep your heart with all diligence. Look over in Matthew chapter 22, please. 22 verse 37. Matthew, that famous verse. I am slow today. Matthew 22 verse 37. The Bible says, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Well, he's looking at your heart this morning. Do you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind? You know, the Lord wants you to love him more than anything else in this world. Amen? He wants you to love him more than anything. And he knows whether you love him or not. You know, we can say, I love you, Lord, with all my heart, but our heart's really not with him. And I was thinking about that because we have a Bible college, and I asked the students there, maybe I was speaking in a... You know, God's a jealous God. But I thought jealousy was sin. What's going on here? God's jealous for your love. And he wants you to love him above everything else. So how is that? What's the difference? Look over in Exodus chapter 20. I wanted to say that in Spanish, but Exodus 20. You know, we have it right there in the Ten Commandments, that chapter 20 and verse 5. Bible says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them to serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And then we have over in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 20. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, and I've told you time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So what do we got here? God's a jealous God, but he's not jealous like man is jealous. He doesn't manipulate people. He doesn't force people. He doesn't control people. You can love him if you want, and you cannot love him. God's not going to try to manipulate you or force you to love him. But he's looking at you this morning, and he's examining your heart, and he's wondering, does that person love me with all of his heart, soul, and mind? And you know, I can be, we'll have to be honest. He knows you don't. He knows if you don't this morning. He knows, and I think you probably know too, that you don't love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. God doesn't want to be second or third or fourth. He wants to be number one. And so, how's my heart, Lord, this morning? Do I love you with all my heart? Or is there something else that I love more than you? I found out a long time ago that God doesn't want anything before Him. When I was younger, I was playing basketball, and I put basketball before the Lord. You know, there's nothing wrong with playing basketball, but I honestly, I have that tendency to put sports before the Lord. You know, I like sports a lot. And when I was young, I put it before the Lord. I really did. And the Lord, I was playing on a team, and I went after a loose ball, and I broke my wrist. And I was thinking there in the hospital, you know, basketball became more important to me than the Lord. Not that basketball is wrong, folks, but God wants me to love Him above everything. Number one, do you love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 20, you know, idolatry is putting anything before something, anything in your life before God. And the Bible says, verse 20, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You know, cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of the devil. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? Hey, have you provoked the Lord to jealousy? You can't drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. Have you provoked the Lord to jealousy? Could you say with all your heart this morning, Lord, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. And then I just want to kind of put this all together. Keep thy heart with all diligence. You have to work like crazy to keep this heart close to God. Amen? You got to work at it like anything to keep your heart close to God. Because just like that, it can be cold. It can be hard. It can be away from Him. And then I'd like to ask you this morning, would you be willing to open up to the Lord and say, search me, Lord, try me, know my heart, show me what's in there. Would you be willing to do that this morning? Show me what's not right in there, Lord. Show me what's in there that's not pleasing to you. Because as we mentioned, who can know it? It's desperately wicked. It's deceitful. I cannot know for sure what's in my heart unless the Lord speaks to my heart from His Word and shows me the condition of my heart. And so, I'd like to be honest with the Lord this morning and say, Lord, show me what's in there. I'm willing. Oh, no. He's going to look in there and tell me what's in there. Oh, no. Yeah, it might not be too pretty. Amen. But would you be willing to do that this morning? And then, as I mentioned, you know, we need to keep our heart with all diligence because we need to love Him. And it's so easy not to love the Lord like we used. You know, you left your first love. You're excited for the Lord when you got saved, on fire for the Lord. You just couldn't wait to come to church. You couldn't wait to read the Bible. You couldn't wait to serve the Lord. Now it's same old thing. You've gotten cold. You lost your first love. You didn't keep your heart. And so that's the reason you're the way you are right now. You're just taught. It's just taught. When's this guy going to get off? You know. You're not even in it. Your heart's not in it. And so this morning, it's very important because out of it are the issues of life. You know, many young people are going to make big mistakes in their life because they didn't keep their heart. They're going to marry wrong. They're going to mess up their life. They're going to do things they shouldn't do because they didn't keep their heart with all diligence. And I'd like to encourage you this morning. If you would let the Lord speak to you, and you'd have to say, Brother Larry, yeah, I do feel my heart's kind of cold. Not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be. My heart's kind of hard. And the love of Christ, I don't have that love for Christ like I used to. Then I would like, you know what? Ask the Lord to forgive you. And start keeping your heart with all diligence. Close to the Lord. Amen? Close to Him. Keep the fire burning. Keep your heart on fire for the Lord. Keep it tender to the things of God. Listening to the Holy Spirit when He speaks to you through His Word. And say, Lord, show me what's in there. Because I'm willing. Because I don't know, but You do know what's in my heart. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes this morning? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And I'd just like to ask you a question, if it's all right with the pastor, and then give him the invitation as he sees fit. But I'd like to ask you, I may be willing to say, Brother Larry, I'm willing to let the Lord speak to my heart and show me what's in my heart. Whether it's cold or whether it's I'm not in love with the Lord like I used to be. Or Lord, show me what's in there. I may be willing to say, search me, O Lord, and try me. Know my heart, born. How many be willing to say that to the Lord? Would you raise your hand? You'd be willing to say that to Him? Search me, Lord. Know me. Search my heart. Tell me what's in there. Would you be willing? You know, if you're not willing, then I'm afraid that God won't be able to do anything with you. If you're not willing to open your heart to the Holy Spirit and His Word, let Him speak to you. Let me ask again, how many be willing? Raise your hand up again, would you? How many be willing? Say, Lord, speak to my heart. Show me what's in there. Say it in your heart. Speak to me. Show me, Lord, the coldness, the hardness, the lack of love, everything that's in there, the sin. Show me, Lord. I'd like to pray and then leave it over to the pastor. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to my heart, Lord. It's so easy to get away from you. It's so easy that the heart starts drifting away. Drifting away from you. Things aren't like they used to be. Lord, speak to hearts. May your Holy Spirit speak to hearts and show people the needs of their hearts, and the need of my heart. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. What a powerful message from God's Word. Something that we all need. Keep thy heart with all diligence. There's that word again. We've seen that a lot over recent weeks of how that word all creeps in and out of those scriptures. Keep it with all diligence. The energy level of many has waxed low because we're just fitting in with the culture. And we need to have the power of God manifested in our lives. And we need that because that's the only way you can live the Christian life. You can't live the Christian life. It's not possible. You can try. You can put on all the show that a lot of people do, but it's only the Holy Spirit of God working in your heart that lives the Christian life. And I thank the Lord this morning for the emphasis from our brother, from the Word of God, of how we need to keep our heart with all diligence. The first thing that we do when problems start arising and consequences start flowing in is we start blaming everybody else, right? We blame everybody else. Well, it's their fault. It's this person's fault. You know, God's fault. But as the scriptures point out, the problem is you didn't keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. May God help us to listen to His Word, to hearken to His Word. 303 in our hymn book. Hark the voice of Jesus calling, who will go and work today? Fields are wide and harvest waiting. Who will bear the sheaves away? God's calling us to serve Him. But look down at verse 3. Let none hear you idly saying, there's nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you, gladly take the task He gives you. Let His work your pleasure be. Bored? Not interested? Maybe you need to cry out to God this morning. Let His work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when He calleth. Here am I, Lord, send me. Let's stand and sing that third stanza together as we close our service today. Let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you, gladly take the task He gives you, and His work your pleasure be. Answer quickly. Father in heaven, we thank you for the message that's been brought to us today from your word. What a challenge it is, Lord, when we are sluggish and careless and bored with things that should thrill our souls. Something's wrong with the heart. It's not somebody else's fault. It's not your fault, dear Father. It's not our neighbors. It's not our friends. It's not our wife. It's not our children. It's our fault. Because we have not kept our heart with all diligence. Lord, even as Christians, not speaking to the unsaved, speaking to Christians, that we are responsible for keeping our heart right before Thee. Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts today. Maybe there's some here today that need to get some things right with Thee. Lord, may they cry out right in this very moment. Confess their sin, get right with Thee, and get their heart back in line and keep it with all diligence. Father, we thank You for bringing Your servant to us this morning. We thank You for his burden for Argentina. We thank You for the vision that he and his wife had many years ago to go there, to go to a place where nobody else was at, to carry forth the gospel of the grace of God. And I pray that You might encourage them, dear Father, strengthen them. Pray that You'd be with Caleb as he starts school at Pensacola Christian. We pray that You would lead and guide in his life to know what You have for him to do as well. And we pray that You'd work in our hearts today, Father, that we might be drawn closer to Thee and that we might take up the commands of Your Scripture and that we might be faithful witnesses for Thee. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Brother Larry will be out in the foyer along with Caleb. Be glad to answer any questions that you might have about their work there in Argentina. God bless you.